Brian here from Bryden Firm, BRIDENfirm.com. And you can find our past podcasts and videos at BrydenFirm.productions with an S. So, chatting with chicks. If you've been to our website lately, Bryden Firm, BRIDENfirm.com, you will see that we have been hatching chicks. And I thought this morning, as I get ready to give them their feed, it might be a good time to be chatting with chicks and guys too. So if you are listening and you want to come up and join the conversation, feel free. And otherwise, I'm just going to go ahead and do what I need to do. But I did want to share one little lesson that I learned the other day from these little chicks. And that is, when I was watching one that was, running, chasing from one food dish to the next, into the next, into the next. And you know what? That little chick was getting little, if anything, to eat, while all the others that stayed where they were and ate from the dish that they had, they got their bellies full. Reminded me of an ancient Chinese proverb that says, stay where you're at. The world will come around to you. It has to. And that's what I learned this week from the chicks was, if you're always running and chasing, then you're going to miss out because you're not going to have the time to discover what's right there in front of you. Or me either, for that matter. So, let's sit here this morning, getting ready to feed and water the chicks. And if you want to see the chicks, you can go to BrydenFirm.productions with an S. That's where our past videos and podcasts are located. So I'm just going to sit this down, let you listen to the chicks. And if you want to join the conversation, hit the join now button. And we'd be glad to talk to you about chicks or anything else for that matter. And of course, that is a little play on words, chatting with chicks, because if you're a guy, you're welcome to.
Let me get your water dish.
We just actually separated these 21 chicks into two groups yesterday because they are getting bigger, and because of that, they needed to be separated into two different groups. And so we now have two different groups, two burger boxes, two lights, and lots of feed dishes, which I'm going to fill now. And for the feed, we actually use a combination of Chick Starter, which is a commercial product, and human-grade hemp seed feed, which has a high, about 25% protein, and balanced omegas and other essential nutrients and minerals and vitamins that are beneficial. And it's human grade hemp seed feed, and all of our birds and animals, maybe with the exception of the rabbits, they all get one quarter of their feed as human grade hemp seed feed. Because there's just so many benefits for the feathers, for egg production, for coat, for milk production, for their overall health, all of these things. So now it's interesting because as I'm preparing their dishes here, they're not only excited or agitated, can be either one or both. They're not making that noise just because I'm here. They're also making that noise because they are seeing their feed dishes get filled up. And I think that's a pretty good thing. And you're looking forward to that food, aren't you? Even though they had some left in the dish, wasn't much. And that's why I've increased the number of dishes today, so that we can make sure that they have enough for at least 12 hours. Because that's what we do, we feed them twice a day. This group, we will probably keep for ourselves. We incubate them here in March. So I could have another incubator already started, and those ones we will probably sell as day-old chicks. I was going to do it with these ones, but that corresponded with Easter, and it's far too easy for some people to get Easter chicks and then grow tired of them very quickly afterward. So, there's your feed dishes prepared. So I'm going to put those in before I upset them.
One way back here. One way over here.
And then in this corner.
And, one over in this corner. Four corners all filled with feed dishes. And now, I'm going to put your water in at the same time.
The water that we give these chicks in the first couple of weeks is referred to as magic water. And I'm pretty sure you can find a link to that recipe on our website at Briden Farm, BRIDENFarm.com. And it has garlic, raw honey, and apple cider vinegar in it. And that also gives them the nutrients, minerals, vitamins, and so on that they need. And garlic helps to fight
things like infection and keeps everybody healthy.
There you go. And now a little bit of water for you guys. Fill up the can. And there you go. So at this point, they are getting 21 chicks. They are getting about 500 milliliters of water, magic water, twice daily. But now they're starting to empty that. So today we're going to add in extra water, extra water containers is what I mean. And that is going to give them their feed and water without them running out.
Because it's never a good thing when they run out. In the last couple of mornings they have.
We keep a light on them 24/7 at this point, just for their first few weeks, because it's for heat more than anything. And that gives them a place where if they're cold, they can get in under and directly under the light where it's warm. But if it's not, the brooder's big enough that they can move away. And most times I come in and There's a few under the light, but they're kind of scattered, so they're good. And the rule of thumb is you start out and you use 90 degrees Fahrenheit for the first week and drop it by 5 degrees for each week until you're down to 70 degrees. We didn't do that. Now, it may be closer to 90 right under the light, but as long as they have a warm place that they can get, where it's warm under the light and they have room to move in and out of there, then they'll huddle under the light if they get cold. Otherwise, they spread out and they take their space and they go in the brooder box wherever they're comfortable. So sort of a lot be in whatever temperature is right for them. So now I'm gonna replace the covers on this so I can listen to the birds again for a minute. Not really. The cardboard over the first brooding box collapsed this week. Nothing serious, but the moisture and humidity. And so I just took it's a clamp with long rod on it. Just put something under there to help support it. And so now their roof is staying up and they're happy. And so like that little chick that was running from feeder to feeder to feeder, and as a result not really getting anything, missing out on everything. Let's see if we can stay where we are. That doesn't mean stay stuck. It means stay open. And then, like the ancient Chinese proverb, the world will come around to us because it has to. So, if you are listening, I know it's, I do these recordings early morning, and so it is earlier where most people are, because I'm in Atlantic Canada, Bear River, Nova Scotia, and we're on the Atlantic time zone. So people who are in the eastern or central, still early where they are. And if you're in the Pacific time zone, well, you're probably still with your head on your pillow, because it's about 6:19 out there right now. So, Eric, Jean E., Vilma, and Darlene Anderson, thank you for at least stopping by, having a listen, and we appreciate you, and hope that in some ways this has helped inspire you, and I wish you all a great day. If you're listening to this later and you have comments, please feel free to reach out to us on our website at Bryden Farm, BRIDENFarm.com. And if you'd like to see the chicks, go to BrydenFarm.productions with an S. Have a great day, everyone.